Israel's military is preparing for the possibility of war, and the United States is helping today. They're rehearsing for the arrival of Iraqi Scud missiles. Iraq fired missiles at Israel during the Gulf War in 1991, and U.S.-operated Patriot missiles tried to defend the country. Today, a convoy of U.S. military vehicles drove into the desert, practicing their deployment against future missile threats. Israel's prime minister is campaigning for re-election this month, and at the same time that he appeals to Israeli voters, Ariel Sharon faces pressure from abroad to move toward peace. Amid those conflicting pressures, Ariel Sharon is lashing out at some key European states. Sharon spoke to foreign reporters today, including NPR's Linda Gradstein, who joins us now. Linda, who is Sharon unhappy with and why?
Well, Sharon is unhappy with the European Union, which is part of a quartet along with the United States and Russia and the United Nations that is putting forth a roadmap for Middle East peace. Now, that roadmap calls on Israel to freeze all expansion in Jewish settlements, to completely freeze any building, as well as calls on the Palestinians to stop violence. Now, Sharon says he has his own peace plan that entails as a precondition a total end to violence. And Sharon said that the European countries, while he has respect for them, are not balanced towards Israel and that they can't be involved in things going on in Israel until they're more balanced.
Let's listen to Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon as he spoke about European states today.
Your attitude toward Israel and the Arabs or the Palestinians should be balanced. Once it will be balanced, you are mostly welcome to participate.
Linda Gradstein, I'd like to know, is Ariel Sharon actually talking to European states here and demanding a different attitude out of them, or is he talking to Israeli voters?
Well, I think he's talking to both of them. Sharon is very popular among Israeli voters and, despite a corruption scandal, is expected to be the party. His Likud party is expected to get the most votes in next week's election. I think he's also talking to the European states, and he's saying, don't think that you can pressure Israel to make concessions that I'm not willing to make. The Sharon that we saw at the news conference was, quite tough. He was responding to questions on statements that he made in an interview with Newsweek, saying that this quartet that I mentioned earlier, he said, the quartet is nothing. Don't take it seriously. I don't think the United States takes it seriously. His office then issued a clarification saying Israel and the United States see eye to eye on everything, pointedly leaving out whether Israel and Europe see eye to eye on anything.
He was saying that his quotes were taken out of context, but he didn't exactly disavow the sentiment in a sense.
No, in fact, he went further. He didn't disavow the sentiment, and then he said that the European states don't understand that there can be no progress on the peace process as long as Yasser Arafat remains at the head of the Palestinian people. So he made some pretty harsh comments about European states, comments that are likely to be well received in Israel.
Now, you mentioned Yasser Arafat. What is Ariel Sharon now saying should happen to Yasser Arafat, the Palestinian leader?
Well, Ariel Sharon says that Yasser Arafat should be given a symbolic position. However, he said, I don't know what he's a symbol of. He said that Arafat should be made perhaps prime minister and somebody else should replace Arafat and lead the Palestinian people to the peace that Israel is ready with. He said, as he has in the past, that Israel is ready for painful compromises, but he said first there must be a complete and total end to violence. He said that Yasser Arafat has done nothing to stop Palestinian attacks on Israelis.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. Linda, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
There's a vast divide between people who favor abortion rights and people who don't. But two 1994 clinic shootings prompted people in Boston to try to talk. We will hear about their 7 years of secret meetings in the next half hour of All Things Considered. But first,